This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump's sweeping pardon of participants in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol includes at least 20 Coloradans. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Around a half dozen people from the state had been sentenced to a year or more in federal prison for crimes that included assaulting officers and violently forcing their way into the Capitol building. The longest sentence handed down to a Coloradan was 5 years to Jeffrey Sable, who was convicted of punching an officer and pulling him into the crowd where the man was badly beaten. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The number of Colorado children who struggle significantly with reading has declined, but it's still not back to pre-pandemic levels. The latest evaluation of Colorado's READ Act shows that's about one in five students. Commissioner of Education Susana Cordova says English language learners and students with special needs have extra challenges.
We are certainly seeing in our data underperformance in those groups, and we are hearing from educators the need for more training.
42% of third graders are reading on grade level, and the goal for 2028 is 60%. The 30th annual Grapefruit Cake Toss in Manitou Springs is being postponed a week due to weather. It was originally scheduled for this Saturday, but the forecast predicts a high of about 24 degrees and snow that day. Organizers say the change is for the safety of volunteers and participants. Meanwhile, Highway 93 between South Boulder all the way down to Coal Creek Canyon Road is closed. 60-mile-per-hour winds and snow have created dangerous snowdrifts and blizzard-like conditions there. Those winds are expected to pick up even more tonight. This is CPR News.